This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Vivid Sydney is about to kick off. 2 days, 10 hours, 21 minutes and 0 seconds now. I know that because I'm looking at the website. I would say undoubtedly the world's finest light show. It is a spectacular. If you've never been a part of Vivid because you've been concerned about the crowds or maybe getting the kids in and out or how it can be managed for the family, then you are missing out, and there are ways to do it. How do we get our kids involved and get in and out of what is a very busy city at, without doubt, one of the most spectacular times of the year for our city? To answer the question, Stuart Ayres, Minister for Trade, Tourism and Major Events. Good morning, Stuart.
Yes, hello, Dwayne.
Hello, Stuart. Now, let's break this down. From a state perspective, you guys will have done the numbers, I'm sure, on what Vivid does for our city. Can you give us a broad brushstroke of how big a deal this thing is?
Yeah, Dwayne, this is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, tourism event that we do in our state. It'll have over 1.7 million people will come through the city and have a look at Vivid light installations, be part of the music events and the ideas events. And it'll generate over $63 million in visitor expenditure for our economy, which keeps our hotels and our restaurants and our cafes and all of the small businesses that make Sydney the real vibrant economy that it is, really strong through one of our fantastic early winter period.
And it's really so much more than just gorgeous lights and seeing the Opera House lit up and some of our major monuments as well. It's quite a family event, and I understand there's a lot of great things for kids and their parents to get along to this year as well.
Yeah, absolutely. There's plenty of family-friendly activities. So much of what happens at Vivid is free, and you're able to get around the city. You can do it at your own pace. You can choose your own trails. You can look at the light installations that are most appropriate to you. And I'd encourage mums and dads to download the Vivid app, have a look at all the different light installations, have a look at all the different trails, and you can plan your own trails on that app. It's a fantastic little app.
Stuart, are there days in your experience that are easier to get in and out of? I hear various different approaches to people and the way they do their Vivid experience each year. What's been your experience?
Yeah, well, the first thing I would say is plan your trip. So we've got plenty of extra trains, plenty of extra transport. So try and use public transport. There will be lots of people around the city. And for families thinking about coming in and having a look around, it's definitely a little bit quieter Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. It starts to build up into quite large crowds over the course of the week. And so Friday and Saturday are the largest nights. So if you want to have a slightly smaller crowd to deal with, definitely come earlier in the week.
Okay, and what are some of the key highlights, just quickly, for families particularly that they can have a look at?
Yeah, so there's plenty of fantastic family-friendly activities, but some of the ones I'd be pointing to people towards is get down towards the rocks and towards Circular Quay. There's a big concentration of light installations around there. A really great family favourite is the memory frame, where you can actually get a photo inside a large-scale frame with the Vivid lights in the background, and you've got a nice photo with the family for all time. One of the new opportunities that I think is fantastic for families is to getting over to the Botanic Gardens this year, where we've got the Garden of Light, which will be a fantastic series of light installations, but also what I think will be a massive hit this year, and that's the Cathedral of Light. It's a 70-metre tunnel of light where families will be able to walk through and have a wonderful, wonderful experience. And one that's sure to be a massive hit with the kids is Custom House, where we're going to reveal some of Sydney's hidden secrets, and the kids will love that one too.
Cool. Stuart, great to catch up. Thanks for your time.
Not a problem.
Minister for Trade, Tourism and Major Events, Stuart Ayres. Vivid kicks off in a couple of days' time. You heard the man. If you've got family, maybe earlier on in the week is the way to go.